like a thrill ride. It was very exciting, you know. And then he started weaving in and out of the cars and trucks and all the taxis. And it was a Friday night, and Friday nights are pretty congested in New York because everybody's going out. The disco was blasting out of the radio, and the guy was pretty oblivious to, you know, what was going on here. You know, I mean, it was exciting, but then it started getting nerve-wracking, and then we were approaching Times Square, and I'd say we were doing about 90 miles an hour, 100 miles an hour at this point, and I started getting a bit nervous. Everybody had stopped for the red light, you know, in Times Square here, and this guy was just racing along, and we were like almost right up on top of another cab when he like hit the brake at about 90, and I thought we were just going to plow right through the cab in front of us, and I kind of saw my life flash before my face and before my eyes, and I didn't think I was going to be walking out of this, you know, and you know, it was a real harrowing experience, a real kind of a real death ride, you know. And I guess when my terror subsided, it turned to humor. And when I got home in one piece, I wrote the song called "Cabbies on Crack." You know, I wanted to kind of capture the feeling and put the listener in the back seat, the way I was, and kind of create an audio visual kind of experience, you know. So we got Vernon Reed to kind of capture that experience with his guitar solo that he does, you know, which kind of acts as the taxi.
All right, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. You're probably going, I want to hear the rest of that. But you know what? I played that plenty of times. Maybe I'll play it after the show if I can. We got to start this, and I know, yeah, why don't we start it with, since he was talking Mondo Bizarro there, right after the intro song, I'll talk for a bit, and then we will do the Ramones block to start the show off, a crash course for the Ravers. 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Turn on the light, don't lap it, it'll be alright. Pull me out another phone, I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try get it on like once before. When people stare crash course for the Raiders, it's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman prayed at work, neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Personate the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau's applied for raging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more. Like the video films bizarre.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, I'm Brian. It's a crash course for the Reavers show. Glad you're here with me today. And no live guest today, but well, actually, we have a live caller at some point, I think. Yeah, Lynn Vaughn. Oh, what is her full name? Lead singer from Carvel's New York City, though. We'll call in Lynn. She's going to call in later. That will be later on, like 3:15. So we'll, and she sent me their CD. They played with me like a week ago down in New York City, Carvel's NYC. My band, the Thigh Scrapers, opened up. Well, we didn't open up for them. We played after them, but they were definitely the main band for that night. It was their 20th anniversary. So I asked Lynn if she'd call in and, you know, say hi. She would, so we'll do that a little bit past the 3 o'clock hour. And also, I was given tickets to see Barbed Wire Dolls this Thursday. I have a couple of pairs of tickets to that. Maybe I'll do that at a little after 2. I'm not sure how I'll do it yet. I'm still thinking of it. Maybe like 10th caller after I play them. I'm going to think a little more on that one, though. But Barbed Wire Dolls tickets will be given away in the second hour, sometime after 2 o'clock. Somehow, somewhere. Just keep listening. It's all great stuff. And yeah, if you tuned in early, the DJ before me wasn't here, so I just played a little bit from a Ramones interview. I played that a lot, so don't get angry. I shut it off early. Maybe I can play it again I don't know. I'll try and put it on later after the show or ask. I don't know. At some point, you'll hear it on this program or whatever. But yeah, I just heard Joey talking about Cabbies on Crack. That's a great story. Let's play the song from the story. The story that inspired this song we just heard him talking about, if you were listening earlier. Anyways, I'm Brian. If you have a request, 855-915-9636. We always do a Ramones block sometime between 1 and 4 here on Saturday. Today, we'll start it early since we heard that interview. It's MFO.
Pretty scary swimming.
getting the calls in real early. For Tufts listener, Tufts people here calling in. They all wanted to say hello, and they're listening. They love Ramones. Siri, Kelly, and Mimi, thank you. Thank you very much for listening. And on with the Ramones. If you have a request, 855-915-9636.
Holy
Holy smokes, I just realized I had a theme for this show I forgot all about. It's a crash course for the Ravens Halloween Hoedown. Yes. So after the Ramones block, I want to hear some requests for some spooky music, because Halloween is right around the corner, as you know. So let's try and think of some scary stuff. And I'm on Facebook at the moment, but it's like kind of hard to follow that as I'm doing everything else, and I'm afraid of this computer crashing. And so, so who knows how long I'll be on that, you know, or if I'll see whatever you post. If you really want to hear your request, call in 855-915-9636. Try and make it spooky. Try and make it cool. And yes, thank you, Siri, Kelly, and Mimi, for listening. And I'll try and think of some spooky stuff. But we have finished with the Ramones, right? And I'm doing, it's all Mondo Bizarro because of the interview we heard earlier. 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
the lonely too. People like you with ignorant minds, yeah. I took the come on, and you've been getting it out. As God's example of me, we'll show you what it's like to be free. Simple come on, it's just a smokescreen for the real problems. It's a melt up the sea, the homeless, the environment.
WMFO. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hey.
Hey.
It's Rosie.
What's up, Rosie? It sounds like your throat's doing the same as mine.
Yeah. I just want to hear some Iggy.
Iggy Pop?
I want to be your dog.
Well, that's not very scary. Are you going out as a dog for Halloween? Like, how does it make sense?
Oh, you're all... Oh, God. I forgot. Almost Halloween.
I actually forgot, too.
Why not Pet Cemetery?
That's a good one. That's actually Mary. Mary the Wild Woman just called in with that one as well. So I'll do that one.
She did. Well, hello to her.
Mary the Wild Woman, Rosie... Great listeners. Thank you. I'll play both then. Scary Monsters, Pet Cemetery. Anything else you can think of off the top of your head?
Oh, Sympathy for the Devil.
Great one. Okay, thanks, Rosie.
Okay, bye, guys.
Talk to you soon. You can do that, too. 855-915-9636 is a crash course for the Ravers on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Oh, and a big hi to Vicky Porter.
Keep me running, running.
Okay, that one's a little too happy for me for Halloween. What do you think? 855-915-9636. What's your spooky request? It's MFO.
There's a downtown fair singing out Proud Mary as she cruises Christopher Street. And some southern queen is acting loud and mean where the docks and the badlands meet. This Halloween is something to be sure of, especially to be here without you. There's a Greta Garbo and an Alfred Hitchcock and some black Jamaican stud. There's five Cinderellas and some leather drags. I almost fell into my mug. There's a Crawford Davis and a tacky Cary Grant. And some homeboys looking for trouble down here from the Bronx. But there ain't no Harry and no Virgin Mary. You won't hear those voices again. And Johnny Rio and Rotten Rita, you never see those faces again. This Halloween is something to be sure, especially to be here without you. There's the Born Again Losers and the Lavender Boozers and some crack team from Washington Heights. The boys from Avenue B, the girls from Avenue D are Tinkerbell and tights. This celebration somehow gets me down, especially when I see you're not around. There's no Peter Pedantic saying things romantic in Latin, Greek, or Spic. There's no Three Bananas or Brandon Alexander dishing all their tricks. It's a different feeling that I have today, especially when I know you've gone away. There's a girl from Soho with a t-shirt saying I blow. She's with the Jive 5, 2 plus 3. And the girl for pay dates are giving cut rates or else doing it for free. The past keeps knock, knock, knocking on my door. And I don't want to hear it anymore. No consolations, please, for feeling funky. I gotta get my head above my knees. But it makes me mad and it makes me sad. And then I start to freeze. In the back of my mind, I was afraid it might be true. In the back of my mind, I was afraid that they meant you. The Halloween Parade. At the Halloween Parade. At the Halloween Parade. See you next year at the Halloween Parade.
Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Last year, one in five children was sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
WMFO in Medford, and yes, the creepy requests keep coming in, and you can do that too, 855-915-9636. It's A Crash Course for the Ravers Halloween Hoedown, and after the 2 o'clock hour, I'm going to give away Carvel's New York City tickets. You know what? I'm just going to give them to the first, after you hear Carvel's New York City after the 2 o'clock hour, soon after the 2 o'clock hour, I will give away 2 pairs of tickets, and I'm just going to give them away to the first 2 people who call in and say that they want them after they hear Carvel's New York City after the 2 o'clock hour. So don't call in now asking for them. Wait till then. And first 2 callers who want them will get them, just because I don't think a lot of people from around here know who they are, but they rock. And I'll play them. Maybe after I play them, you'll definitely want to call in. So stick around for that. And they keep coming in. We have requests from Cal. Wanted to hear some Cramps. He asked for a couple of them. I'm going to play them both right now. Probably all Cramps songs can be Halloween songs, right? These are 2 great ones, though. And I'll list off what I played earlier, later. How's that? It's 91.5 MFO, Medford.
Well, when the sun goes down and the moon comes up,
Oh, and I meant, yeah, I had barbed wire. Is that what I said? Barbed wire doll tickets. That's what I'm giving away after two. Did I screw that up? I hope not. I'll explain it again later. Okay, I had that all mixed up. My brain's a scramble and I'm working alone today. But anyways, Carvel's New York City. I don't have tickets for Carvel's NYC. She's calling in. I'm going to play some of them after the 3 o'clock hour. And Lynn from Carvel's NYC will call in. What I do have is tickets to see Barbed Wire Dolls playing Thursday at Thunder Road. And I'll play them shortly after the 2 o'clock hour, and I'll be giving away 2 pairs of tickets to that. You'll just, after you hear them, you'll just need to call in and ask, and I'll give you a pair of tickets to see Barbed Wire Dolls. And there's 3 other bands. Crazy, hardcore, Italian band is playing with them. But Barbed Wire Dolls rock, and you'll probably, yeah. Just listen. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Sorry, the information I gave you before was wrong. But yes, barbed wire doll tickets given away coming up soon. It's MFO.
Thank you. vicious night I soared through the pools of rancid gore, through the sewer pipes I abhor, to the horror whore, to the hall where vampires scream. Happy Halloween. From the cold and ancient graves, from the coffins and the caves, from the rocks and werewolf nests, come the gasping guests. Gonna have a nightmare dream. Happy Halloween. So little witch, we've got a date. You better put your head on straight. Jump on your broom, don't be late. This is our night to celebrate. Quicksand swamp, do the bloody buddy stomp, do the brand new twist and itch with the wicked witch. Everybody make the scene. Happy Halloween. Oh, isn't this a gruesome party? Everybody's here, even the werewolf. For the sweet night we wait all year. Now don't you try to disappear. I'll open up your coffin, dear. My nose will tell that you're still here. Gonna eat some lizard lunch. Gonna drink some living punch. Gonna dance until we're dead. Hit me on the head. Hang my heart and split my spleen. Happy Halloween.